Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
We got a lot to get to. We got to talk about Kamala and Christmas and Saki and her big spat with Peter Ducey. There's so much good stuff to get to. And Jill Biden. Oh, my God. There's so many good things. But first, let me just tell you that we got a email from, where's my pillow thing? There it is. We got an email. We got an email from our own Eva Stanford. Now, I'm this is the end of July, okay? So that's still how far behind we are on emails. But Eva said, "Mock, I already knew my pillow was amazeballs, but now I really, really know. I called customer service on Monday, July 26th to let them know that two of my bath towels in mineral gray had a few faded spots on each towel. I asked if they'd ever had an issue with the dye. I told the nice lady on the other end of the phone that I can't use bleach because of our septic system, so it couldn't be that. She told me I could do a return and that she could help me with that. I said, no, I don't want to do a return. It's not that big of a deal. I was just wondering about the spots. Today, July 30th, UPS brings me a box from MyPillow with guess what? Oh, yes, they did. They replaced my entire order, which was 2 6-piece towel sets. I can't say for certain, but I'm guessing it was because I used code CHICKS when I ordered. So that just gives you an idea of the service from MyPillow, right? And right now, of course, it's 50% off of their Giza Dream Sheets, which are also amazing. The towels are amazing, of course, but it's 50% off right now on the Giza Dream Sheets if you call 800-875-0513 or just go to MyPillow.com and use our code CHICKS.
You guys are luxurious. They are luxurious. So luxurious.
Oh my God. And speaking of luxury, that reminds me of the luxurious products that you get from Genucel. I got a email from someone yesterday. It was so cute. This woman was like, I tried to go to Genucel.com and like there was no mention of you. And now I feel like I'm in the wrong place. And she had spelled it. She had gone to Genucel with 2 L's.
No. .com.
Mm-hmm. No. And she didn't put love in front of it. So no. Like if you go to lovegenucel with 1 L.
G-E-N-U-C-E-L.
/chicks. That's how you get the 50% or more off of your stuff. So
yes.
Anyway. Okay, on to the news because, oh my God, you guys, Kamala is in Singapore, right? Kamala's like hanging out in Singapore in the Middle East. She's going to Vietnam today, I think. And so she gives this big speech. And in the speech, she does not mention Afghanistan at all. She did take a question about it in the presser, because she had to, but like in her actual speech, do you know what she talked about? You know what
I do? I do. I know. Ooh, Horseshack. Ooh, I know.
She talked about the climate and its effect on the supply chain and the fact that if you are interested in getting your kids Christmas presents, you need to shop now.
Yeah. Very, very, very tone deaf. But here's the thing. I didn't think that they celebrate. I mean, I didn't think they talked about Christmas. This is the thing I don't understand because, you know, you it's a big no-no in liberal circles to talk about or engage people in conversation about Christmas these days. So for her to do it in August is a little strange. I mean, I thought I was the only one that talked about Christmas in August because it's time for me to decorate my tree, right? Right, I'm not
well,
weirdo.
She, I maybe, yeah, because it's maybe that's, I don't know why she mentioned Christmas and not winter solstice
because,
or like
right.
Holiday, winter holiday, Wonderland or whatever.
Exactly.
But she did say Christmas.
Yeah. But I mean, they're doing everything they can to distract, deflect, distract. Yeah. try to like take the narrative away from their suckdom. That's what they're trying to do desperately.
It's ridiculous. And the one question that she was asked by the press corps about Afghanistan, and, you know, it was a pointed question. I don't remember what the question was, but essentially her answer was, listen, we'll have all kinds of time to analyze how things have gone later, but our singular focus right now is to get our people out. And so this is the new line, right? This is how they want to not think about how badly they have effed this all up. They just want to say, no, 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 we can look at root causes later. You know what I mean? Right now, yeah. We're just focused on getting people out. That's how they're spinning it.
And a week and a half ago, it wasn't their singular focus. It just wasn't. Mm-mm. And so since the press, you know, was probably letting them know, hey, everybody's pissed off about this. And the people out here have spoken. They're like, oh, crap, maybe we should make this our singular focus, or at least pretend to make it our singular focus. I mean, these people are so, yeah, they're predictable at this point. Very, yes. Very predictable. All right.
Okay. I'm going to share the video of Jen Psaki and her fight with Peter Doocy. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Here we go.
The president have a sense that most of the criticism is not of leaving Afghanistan. It's the way that he has ordered it to happen by pulling the troops before getting these Americans who are now stranded. Does he have a sense of that?
First of all, I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not. We are committed to bringing Americans who want to come home, home. We are in touch with them via phone, via text, via email, via any way that we can possibly reach Americans to get them home if they want to return home.
There are no Americans stranded is the White House's official position on what's happening in Afghanistan right now.
I'm just calling you out for saying that we are stranding Americans in Afghanistan when we have been very clear that we are not leaving Americans who want to return home. We are going to bring them home. And I think that's important for the American public to hear and understand.
She's a big fat liar. Because there are a whole bunch of Americans
who are stranded. Right.
And there's no getting out of that. This is the situation they've called. Did you hear the voicemail that was left for like, I think it was a Virginia House of Representatives person of an American woman bawling her eyes out, terrified because she's trapped in her house. She's tried to make it to the airport like 3 different times. She's been beaten and she's like, I can't get out. Please help me. Yeah, I'm losing hope. Uh-huh. What do you call her? If that's not stranded, what the hell is?
Yeah, I feel like that's stranded. I feel like that is. I mean, that's not something that is like that's against her will. That's
right.
Stranded, you idiot. Yeah. So, I mean, it's again, though, it's all about semantics with these people. They want so badly to change. It's like, we got to change the narrative. We got to make the semantics sound hippy dippy happy. So these people feel good. They got to feel good about it. Screw you. I mean, it's unbelievable. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I was listening to the radio this morning on my way in and I was getting so upset, like listening to her voicemail and then listening to the story of another woman who was on like Fox and Friends yesterday, maybe, who was talking about, she's like an American contract worker there working for the government. She has young daughters here in the States. She's there. And she's trying to tell them over the phone whenever she does get to talk to them, no, 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 honey, the Taliban is nice. They have kittens. Like, this is what she's trying to do to calm them down. Can you imagine the stories that they're hearing right now and how terrified they are, how terrified she is? And then Jen Psaki gets mad at Peter Doocy for using a word that is accurate?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But these are the same people, Maki, you have to remember. These are the same people who do believe that the Taliban will work with them, you know, from the very beginning. I mean, they at that first couple of days. I mean, we had Biden thinking, or at least this is what it was conveyed. This is what he was saying to us, that he genuinely thought that these people were going to be benevolent and they were going to work with us. They are animals. They're not. They don't have any interest in working with us. I mean, it's insanity what these people think.
And why did, you know, I don't understand, like, there's all this talk about this deadline of August 31st. Now the Taliban's like, if you stay 1 second past August 31st, there's going to be consequences. Right. Why did we ever say a date? Why did we not just say, we're going to leave when every single person that we want out of that godforsaken country is out, however long that takes, and then we promise we'll leave, but not a moment before everyone is out. Why did they have to put a date on it?
Right. We were talking this morning before we got on about how Dan Crenshaw, he's actually issued a response to the Taliban now saying, and he says, I think we'll get shut down if I say the actual words, but he said, go F yourself. That's what he said to the Taliban, which is exactly what we should have said to the Taliban from the very beginning. It's like, we were in the barn two nights ago. We were ranch sitting for friends of ours. And my husband got, they have all sorts of animals at this ranch, right? My husband, they have two ranch dogs. And we love dogs. You know how much we love animals. Like, we're obsessed with dogs. But these dogs, they get kept in a pen when these people go out of town. Well, one of the dogs bit my husband, like the last time we were there. And they're smaller dogs.
Hold that thought, because I want to make sure before we forget, because I'm worried that we'll forget. Okay. I want to make sure that we talk about Omaha Steaks, because you guys, they have a Labor Day special right now,
which is really exciting. Great. Like, because like this weekend, we're not doing anything for my birthday. We're not doing anything. We're going to eat Omaha Steaks.
Which, that's what we're doing. That's a treat, man. It is a treat.
That's something. Yeah.
And Judy Williams had written us back when we were doing the Father's Day special for Omaha Steaks. And she said, I just wanted to let you know, I purchased the Father's Day package for my husband's birthday. I used the code CHICKS for the great discount. Sorry, I didn't think to take pictures. We had the porterhouse steak and it was mouthwatering. My husband loved the apple tarts. I'll send pictures next time I cook them. Thank you for all you do. I love your show. I watch every day. I don't always see it live, but I watch it on Rumble. Keep up the good work. That's from Judy Williams. And they're doing another special right now, you guys. So it's a Labor Day special. The deluxe grill out assortment is what you want to look for when you go to omahasteaks.com. And then in the search field, you just put the word chicks and you get 50% off the deluxe grill out of store. It's got 30 entrees, you guys. And then you get 12 free steak burgers on top of that. 30 entrees. It's got sides. It's got desserts. All of that. OmahaSteaks.com. Keyword chicks.
Their apple tartlets are the bomb. So good.
Okay, please continue with the dog biting story.
So anyway, so he got bit by one of the dogs. Okay, because the dog was scared. We were going to take care of the animals and he got bit by one of the dogs. I do have a point to the story, I promise. So what he had to do is he kind of had to manhandle the dog a little bit, which we don't like doing, but you do. You have to show dominance over a dog like that. And so he had to be sort of an alpha male when he was dealing with this dog. And he had to push him around a little bit, manhandle the dog. And then the dog got in the corner and the dog understood that my husband was, in fact, the alpha male, right? So the next time that we went, the dog did not mess with my husband. And I explained to my daughter, because she was asking about Afghanistan, asking about this whole situation. And I was like, what Biden needed to do was what Daddy did with the dog. And when that's what he needed to do with the Taliban, and he didn't do that. He didn't do it. He didn't establish it. He's weak. Our president is weak. And I feel like presidents before him, or Trump, probably he wouldn't have done that. He probably wouldn't have done it. He would have done what Daddy did with the dog, and he would have established dominance. And then that dog would have cowered in the corner and said, okay, you know, what do you want? You're the alpha male and I'm not. And see, this is what's happening. It's like people like Dan Crenshaw, they're alpha males. Their handle is totally different. Biden is not. Biden is, oh my God. I don't even know if he's a beta male. I mean, he's just, you know what I mean? It's like, I mean, we have women that would be able to be more alpha male-ish than this guy. And so what's happening is we've got the Taliban calling the shots. And it's not.
And we're admitting that they're calling the shots. Like that right? Jake Sullivan guy, that weasel, that slimy, weaselly spokesperson guy basically owned up to that yesterday and said, you know, yeah, I mean, we are. John Kirby said the same thing. Did you hear Jake Sullivan try to say, what was the term that he used that cracked me up? Oh, yeah. He goes, listen, I try to give you guys the straight dope. I was like, please stop doing that. Please stop being
14.
You. Oh my God.
Stop being like an uncool 14-year-old.
I was so mortified for him. I was like, really? You're going to tell the press corps the straight dope?
Oh my God.
Please, please stop.
It's like, you're an uncool 14-year-old from 2006. Stop it. Stop.
He might as well have worn a banana clip. You know what I mean?
Totally. It would be so great if he came out with a banana clip. And he was like, what's up, everybody? I'm going to give you the straight dope. What's up? I got my acid wash on. I got my banana clip. We're ready to party. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. What a useless team. And the fact that no one has been fired, no one has resigned, no one. And no, I'm just like, how is this possible?
They think they're doing a good job. And then they have a chorus of people on Twitter who are like, yeah, they're doing a great job. They're great. I mean, people, I look at Twitter and I'm like, my head almost explodes. I can't.
Oh my God, it's bad out there.
I can't get on Twitter. I can't get on Twitter, Mary. I can't get on Twitter. I'm sorry, Mop. I can't get on Twitter because I'll lose my mind. The way that my faith in humanity is restored is by looking at our people, like seeing our community of people, because I'm like, okay, because the minute I get on Twitter, I'm just like, we're doomed. We're completely doomed.
It's the worst of the worst.
Yeah. I mean, I might as well start taking Mandarin because this is what's gonna, I'm destined to be taken over by China and Russia, who are basically going to be in charge. Yeah.
I mean, that's absolutely right. And speaking of Biden's weakness, Jill Biden, Dr. Jill.
Oh, yeah.
If you're nasty.
She's a surgeon.
Right. So through her press secretary, she is demanding an apology from Fox News's Rachel Campos Duffy, because Rachel Campos Duffy said out loud what everybody knows to be true, which is that Jill Biden did a disservice to the nation by allowing her feeble-minded, idiotic husband to run in the first place. Now, Rachel Campos Duffy said it in a much more diplomatic and tactful way than I just did. But she essentially said she didn't do a good thing for the country. She failed the country by letting him run, knowing his mental state is what it is. And so now Jill Biden is like, that's cruel. And no. I demand an apology. And she better not get one.
No,
she better not apologize, Rachel.
We love her. I mean, we did a segment with her on Fox, and I love her. She's awesome. What you see is what you get. She's like super sweet, really, really nice. She's like really cool. I like her. She's very genuine. And I watch her. I'll watch her on the weekend. I like her. She better not apologize, because she's right. She's 100% correct. And how long have we been saying this? I mean, I said it on the air in Indy like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He's senile. The guy.
I mean,
his family. His family, I would say flat out, I remember saying this on the air, that his family obviously doesn't love him because they don't care about him enough to go, you know what, dad, and you know what, husband? I don't think that you should be running for president, because I think that you need to probably retire. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you're doing this. I don't know why you're running for president. So
it was 100% truthful. Everywhere. Any absolutely. Honest person knows that what she said was the truth. And so there's absolutely no apology necessary.
No.
And I just hope that Fox doesn't give one, like, on her behalf. I hope she doesn't give one. Because she was absolutely 100% right about all of that.
I don't think she will. I don't think that she will apologize. If anybody apologizes, it would be Fox, and they would do it it would be on her behalf, but she would never, I don't think she'd do it herself. She's too much. She's pretty, you know.
She's feisty.
Right. She's feisty. And she stands by her, you know, she's very convicted, and I don't think she'll apologize.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There was the story yesterday that was making the rounds about Andrew Cuomo deserting his dog.
Yeah.
He has responded to that story and said it's not true, that he left his dog for the day so that he could go deal with, like, storm whatever, but that he is, like, it's a man and his dog, he said. Me and Captain are a man and his dog, and he's part of my family, and this is just absolute fake news. So if you guys were all mad at him like I was yesterday, then I guess, you know, you can be less mad. He's no longer governor.
I heard, though, that he was really bad about training him, and, like, he was, you know, like, that dog bit people because, you know, because he didn't, like, have anybody around ever. Like, he didn't spend any time with them.
Yeah, I believe that.
You know what I mean? He wasn't around. And so, which kind of makes sense. I mean, I feel like he probably had that dog because of political reasons. He was one of those. He was like, yeah, man and his dog, because it makes him look cool to have a dog. And so he had a dog. But he has no idea how to care for and nurture anything, let alone a dog. And so, yeah, that dog was like, dude, I'd rather be with somebody else. Just let me go. Let me go. You think that dog really wants to be with him? Seriously.
I mean, who does at this point? Am I right?
Right.
It's time for talks. So this girl trying to, like, explain her job, and it reminded me of when we both worked for a consulting firm. We worked for an ag consulting firm, and it was my job as a recruiter to explain to people what the company did, and I would find myself just using a word salad of things that I didn't really know what I was saying, because I still, to this day, after working there for 13 years, have no idea what they really did.
Okay.
So that's why this girl is trying to describe her own job.
I am a part of the entire ecosystem. Like, I touch every part of the process of what I do, but even doing that, like, I'm highly specialized. While I am specialized in that particular special area, I am also very involved in all of the other specialties as well. You know, I'm sort of like, I'm a thinker. I'm also a disruptor. I'm basically like a doctor, you know, but for digital footprints. I don't fit in a box, you know, like I'm outside of the box. It's very challenging to distill something that is so manifold and manifest and Manilow. It's like Barry Manilow, you know, like it's a feeling that you get when you listen to his music more than like one thing. But if I did have to bring it down into a name, like what do I put on my LinkedIn or what do they call me? I am a marketing associate. So I am a marketing associate.
Yes. There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys bring it in. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Joe Biden gives a thoroughly dishonest speech on Afghanistan. Americans are still stuck in Kabul, and the UN tells the Taliban it better be nice to women or it may send a strongly worded letter. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. Each day we'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives and try to share some much-needed laughs, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of The Todd Herman Show. You might have heard me on Rush Limbaugh's show, or as a regular fill-in for about 8 years. I now do a show out of the high mountains of free America because, you know, I got exiled from Seattle. Why the need to remake country music and into what? From there, I looked at art. Art under the guise of totalitarian regimes is so interesting because it seems that Beyonce is doing exactly what totalitarian regimes want done with art. Check out The Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.